Good morning. Thank you. This is History of Art 100. We'll be following Dr. Staunton's syllabus. Any questions so far?
Your name?
Why don't you go first?
Connie Baker.
Catherine Watson, nice to meet you.
Dr. Watson, I presume?
Not yet. And you are?
Giselle Levy.
Giselle. If someone could get the...
Susan Delacourt.
Thank you, Susan Delacourt. From the beginning, man has always had the impulse to create art. Can anyone tell me what this is?
Wounded Bison, Altamira, Spain, about 15,000 BC. Joan Brandwin.
Very good, Joan. Despite the age of these paintings, they are technically very sophisticated.
Because of the shading and the thickness of the lines as it moves over the hump of the bison. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Next slide. This one you are probably less familiar with. It was discovered by archaeologists in
1879, Lascaux, France, dates back to 10,000 BC, singled out because of the flowing lines depicting the movement of the animal.
Impressive name.
Herd of horses.
I meant yours.
We call her Flicka.
Elizabeth Warren. They call me Betty.
Very good. Betty is also correct. Just because something is ancient doesn't mean that it is primitive. For example, next slide, please.
Mycerinus and his queen, 2470 BC. It's a funerary statue of the pharaoh and his queen, originally intended to preserve the pharaoh's ka, soul.
Have any of you taken art history before?
No.
Let's go on, slide.
Seated scribe, Egypt, 2400 BC.
Peasant couple plowing, 16th century BC.